Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. With me today is Matt Lawlaw. He is founder and CEO of the Seeker Foundation. Matt has built his career around new ideas, and after leading many organizations throughout his illustrious career, he founded and currently heads the Seeker Foundation, the Seeker New Ideas. And after leading many organizations throughout his illustrious career, he founded and currently heads the Seeker Foundation. The Seeker Foundation is a 501c3 charity that partners with hospitals and healthcare communities to, check this out, folks, to recognize outstanding caregivers. Seeker contributes its state-of-the-art software, services, and cash awards to reward extraordinary patient care. Again, good morning, Matt Lawlaw.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me.
You know, you just came across my desk, so to speak, the last 3 or 4 days. And when I heard about what your organization, you know, was doing, I had to make room for you today, because if I didn't get you in today, I wouldn't have gotten you in for a few more months. And those that are rewarding, you know, high touch acts of care, you know, I just had to have on the show, because you're touching and improving the quality of life for patients, I'm sure many of which are seniors. And so I had to have you on the show, man. So that's why, you know, you are here in this short notice, I know. So I want to thank you on the front end of this interview for coming in on such a short notice. But we're going to make it happen and make it work today and let our folks know about the Seeker Foundation. So Seeker, that's a unique name. What does it mean? What does it stand for? Explain to me, what is Seeker?
Well, if you take the two words, celebrating caregivers. So C-E for celebrating, the first two letters. Caregivers, C-A, hence C-E-C-A, Seeker.
Gotcha, just that simple, huh?
That simple. My wife and I discussed the name on a road trip down to the beach.
Mm-hmm. That's how things come, right?
It does, and it's a unique name, and it allows us to have an internet address that's unique.
That is so true.
That was a good part of it, too. But the byline, celebrating caregivers, really captures what we're about.
Yeah, it really, really does. And it's unique, and you got it. So tell us now, in more detail, you know, what is the Seeker Foundation? What do you do?
Well, you did a great job at explaining, so I don't know that I can do better than that.
You're the founder and CEO. You got to do better.
Well, okay. I have some bad jokes to tell you, too.
Okay.
But seriously, first, it's a charity. We are a charity. We partner with healthcare communities. So healthcare communities might include hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, integrated care facilities, so you don't have to necessarily be given health care, but if it's integrated into a facility that offers that as well, that's part of who we partner with. We partner with hospice. We partner with mental health facilities. The idea is that we're working with an organization, a healthcare community, and what we do is we work with that community to recognize their caregivers, and we define caregivers as all the staff. But it's really not about the healthcare communities. It's not about us. It's not about even the caregivers. It's about the residents and patients. It's all there to help us in the healthcare community and in elsewhere in life, to focus on folks such as those that are aged, those that need rehab, those that are in acute care.
It sounds like there's a story behind the Seeker Foundation, and I'm sure you have it. What was the impetus? You know, why and how did you want to found the Seeker Foundation?
Well, there is a game plan and there is a story, and I'm a businessman by training, and so I had a long-range plan. It involves getting to heaven. Mm-hmm. That is after my 40 years of being a business person, for-profit business person, I recognize that maybe I can't get there directly. So I'm shooting for purgatory in my business model. But seriously, it was in my career, I won some, lost some, but it was now time to kind of reciprocate and give back. And in fact, it's not giving back. I'm getting rewarded every mm-hmm. day for the work that we do with the staff and all that support the foundation. But it started with a company that I founded and ran for 20 years. Every quarter, the staff would nominate one of our fellow employees for the so-called Elite Award. And this idea of peer-to-peer recognition is huge. Well, I joined a faith-based organization that focused on the sick and the poor, and then my mother ended up having to join. She resisted it at first, but loved it later on. And she later had met all the way through memory care and so forth. So at the end of the day, I just put together the idea of peer-to-peer recognition, a need to focus on the sick and the poor and the aging, and then lastly with a recognition how much caregivers did for my mother. Mm-hmm. That's what got Seeka Foundation going.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. I knew there was a story, and it's your mother.
Ah.
Yeah.
She was something else. We're a military family. My dad was 31 years. My mother was a WAC in World War II. And in fact, they met in Germany right after World War II. My dad fought in Europe. My mother was a WAC. And indeed,
tell our listeners what WAC means, because they may not understand what WAC means.
Women's Army Corps.
Women's Army Corps.
I'll bet most of your listeners know what
WAC is. Okay,
okay. These are unsung heroes.
Mm-hmm.
My mother went through Omaha Beach on the ninth day after the invasion, and she took a platoon of women, WACs, and went up to all the way through Paris. After the war, she was sent home, then went back to Berlin, worked on Eisenhower's staff, where she met Lieutenant Colonel Lawler.
Gotcha. So that's the story behind Seeka and why you started the Seeka Foundation. Is it unique? Are there other organizations similar to yours? Or tell us how and why the Seeka Foundation is a unique foundation.
I don't know of one like us. There are a lot of programs out there that recognize caregivers and employees.
Mm-hmm.
What's really unique about us is that first we're working in an institutional setting. It's 50 or more employees because, again, we're peer-to-peer recognition. So what we focus on is first and foremost acts of patient or residential care. You can be the best employee, show up on time, get your credentials in a healthcare facilities such as nursing certificates and whatnot, but we look for the part of the job that focuses on the caregiving. And we also, it's packaged so that the healthcare community works with us. We do most of it. We provide them software, provide them support facilities.
So if you don't, because I want to make sure I get in some questions here, Matt. What qualifies as a high-touch act of care? I'm assuming it's that caregiver going beyond what they're expected to do?
Yes. You know it when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
We have criteria for selecting our Seeka Award honorees, empathy, humor, teamwork, and so forth. But you know it when you see it.
Yeah.
And we love to see acts of care that go beyond the employees that have direct everyday contact with a resident or somebody, a patient.
So if one is nominated by a peer, is it just that one nomination by that one peer, or is it a consensus from, say, that hospital setting or that institution to say, hey, Mrs. Smith over there has really went above and beyond the call of duty?
The great question, but I'm gonna add something first, and I'll answer you directly. We encourage not only their fellow caregivers, the fellow staff, to nominate each other, but we encourage the patients, the residents, and their families to participate, and we have a means to do that. Mm. There's a selection panel consisting of three people that meets regularly. If it's a smaller facility, it's quarterly. If it's a large hospital, for example, it might be monthly. And that consists of somebody from our foundation, somebody that represents the resident community, and then the head of the facility. We insist that the top person in the facility be involved in our program. And they select an honoree. And there are a variety of reasons why they might be awarded the Seeka Award and be recognized in this way. You know it when you see it. And when somebody in the laundry room takes the time to deliver, a clean, a shirt to somebody that really needed a shirt and liked the shirt, that to me trumps anything that respect and that empathy for that patient or senior, if it's aging services, that's what they really look for, that high touch.
Yeah, when I heard of the Seeker Foundation, as I said just a few days ago, I saw it as a way of positively impacting those seniors, those patients that are under care by a caregiver. Because as you reward good behavior, right, you're raising that tide. Now everyone else wants to be rewarded as well, right? Yeah. So now they're going to start competing with each other, in my mind, right? If she's done a high touch act of care, I want to be recognized. And it just kind of snowballs into greater touches of care.
It's like
on the patient.
Game,
so it's improving patient care.
We were concerned, for example, the honoree that's selected among all those that are recognized in a particular quarter, for example. You might be nominated, and only one gets the award that particular quarter. Well, they get a cash award, and it may not sound like much to you or me or many of our listeners, but it sure does matter to these caregivers.
So a bigger question, how do you see the Seeker Foundation and the way you're going about doing what you do, how do you see it impacting the future of healthcare?
Two ways. First, high tech, high touch. I come out of the software business. Mm-hmm. And as the technology goes up, the need for those of us that use the technology goes up too. So the higher the tech, and you're seeing medical technologies introduced all the time, it gets your head swirling, and I'm out of the technology business, but all the more reason for the high touch. And by the way, every dollar that we invest in recognizing caregivers who do the simple things of respecting and caring for their patients, that dollar is returned far more than any MRI machine. Mm-hmm. I'm overstating it a bit, but the point is that this lowers cost for the facilities.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's all about the patients and residents, so why not focus on them?
I tell my kids, Matt, all the time, acts of kindness cost you nothing.
Bingo.
It's absolutely free, right?
Yes.
To say thank you, to open a door, do something courteous and polite, doesn't cost you one thing. It's the same here, but you're being rewarded
too,
for it.
The caregivers love it, because then they feel a lot of these people are not paid that well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. It's not easy what they do. And when they get recognized by a peer, there's a sense of teamwork and camaraderie, and they don't move on to other jobs so quickly. It all ends up to the benefit of the patient or the resident.
Matt, we're running out of time, and I have some questions. I should have had you on for longer. Real quick, if we have a listener that's in an institution, whether it's a hospice care, a rehab facility, in the hospital, et cetera, and if they want to get that facility involved with Seeker, what can they do?
Well, they can ask the facility person, maybe a supervisor, to look into Seeker. Now, that's hard to remember, but do remember Celebrating Caregivers, CECA. That supervisor can find us on the web. It's pretty easy. We're at SeekerFoundation.org. Mm-hmm. Your listeners aren't going to remember that. I have trouble.
Just call the Senior Zone, and we'll put you in touch with the Seeker Foundation.
Great idea.
Are there, because you are a charity, a 501, your nonprofit, is there a way for the for-profits, for businesses to become involved, to sponsor what you're doing? Is there a connection, a relationship to be had here?
Yes. We accept donations from individuals as well as corporations. We have a couple of programs for corporate sponsors. But honestly, We're looking to get national in 5 years here. We're 30 facilities now in the mid-Atlantic states. We'd like to be 500 to 1,000. So we need the help of corporate sponsors, and if they have some ideas, we're all ears.
It takes money.
It does. It does. But at the end of the day, it's mostly about love and respect, and ultimately that wins.
We could probably take your mission statement and mine and switch them, and it would still be the same, because we just care. you know, people ask me why I do what I do, and I say, I don't have any explanation other than I just care, right? At, you know, when you get down to it, I could be wordy, right? But at the end of the day, it's just because I care.
It's that simple.
It's just that simple.
And it's respect.
And then you
got to
act on it.
Respecting others. And it's cliche, maybe, but it's giving, but it's also receiving.
Right. I want you, if you can, and it's okay, this is my shout-out moment, right, for you anyway. You know, who are some of the local healthcare and skilled nursing partners that you have working with SECA right now?
It runs the gamut. We're in a number of hospitals. We have, for example, Doctors Community Hospital.
Greenbelt over in Lanham?
Yes.
Okay.
And it runs the gamut. We're in a number of hospitals. We have, for example, Doctors Community Hospital.
Greenbelt over in Lanham?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's, 1,500 employees. It's a community hospital. They work with us. Another hospital is Psychiatric Institute of Washington, mm-hmm. which focuses on behavioral issues. We have nursing facilities, some that service economically advantaged folks, and a lot of them serve the poor. So we work with Stoddard Baptist. We work with Knollwood, my mother's facility, which serves retired military.
Mm-hmm.
We work with hospice. One of our best performing organizations is Capital Caring, which is one of the largest hospice providers in the country. So it runs the gamut, and what we look for in selecting the facilities that we work with, and there is a selection process, is somebody usually at the top that can set the tone, and our program can help them create a culture of caring.
And that's important that you start at the top of an organization, because that's where the culture begins, right? In any organization, whether it's your home, if you're the husband or wife in your home, right? You dictate the culture, right? Or whether you're the CEO of an organization.
It's all of that. When I was a CEO of a business, I was a for-profit business. It wasn't about the shareholders. Actually, it was about the shareholders. But I learned pretty quickly, focus on your employees. They will take care of your customers, and the customers will take care of
everything will come out in the water.
So
everything
starts with the top, and that's the number one job of a CEO or administrator with a healthcare facility of one sort or another. It starts with a culture, and it's giving and care, and the employees will line up. And believe me, the patients and residents will really appreciate it.
If you can share with us, what are some of the typical awards that are bestowed on a caregiver who's been nominated and then went through the selection process and won?
There are two big ones.
Okay.
It's recognition and rewarding. I'll answer your first question. On the rewards, once a quarter or once a month, depending upon the size of the facility, the SECA Award honoree gets a $250 check.
Okay.
Almost 20% of our caregivers are working poor, so it really makes a difference. There's also regional awards where we select a handful, and they're $2,500, which really makes a difference. The biggest reward of all is when you get nominated for it. Just if you were to nominate me as a caregiver, my photo appears in the lobby of the healthcare facility as being recognized for outstanding caregiving. And about a third for typical nursing homes get recognized each year.
And that does go along. I don't care if you're in the healthcare space, you could be in the military or just in business. Recognition goes a long, long way. There's more value in that than any other tangible sort of thing.
It's age old. We didn't invent that.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, your listeners know what we're talking about. And they have been caregivers sometimes. They're now sometimes at the receiving end.
Yeah.
But it goes both ways. They know the power of recognition.
Absolutely, absolutely. Where can those that have been listening? We've been speaking with the founder and CEO of the SECA Foundation. SECA is spelled C-E-C-A, Mr. Matt Lawlaw. Where can our listeners, Matt, get in touch with the SECA Foundation? Is there a website? Is there a telephone number you're willing to share?
There is a website. That's our best way to reach us. It's called SECA, C-E-C-A, Celebrating Caregivers, C-E-C-A Foundation, remember that, .org, O-R-G. And we're all over the internet. We do have a phone number But a much better way of reaching us is through the web. You can donate, you can volunteer, you can most importantly recommend that your facility be part of our program.
Gotcha. Matt, I've enjoyed this discussion. You're welcome back anytime. Let's do a follow-up. We've been speaking again with Matt Lawler, founder and CEO of the Seeker Foundation. Sir, thank you so very much for what you have started and for what you will continue to do and grow nationwide, as you said, right? Putting that blessing on you right now. So thank you so very much,
Matt,
sir.
It's a blessing that you've had us on the program. Thanks.